Amen. We're made just like him. We sit in the heavenlies already. We already seated with him. Amen. We already, the Bible says we can come boldly into the throne of grace. We can just walk up in there when we get ready and sup with our Father. Now, angels, they got to be summoned. Amen. We are his children. We made just like him. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Now, let's read on. It says, and God said, let us make man in our own image after the likeness of God, and let them have dominion. Oh, I tell you what. That word dominion means absolute authority. When God made man, he said, I'm going to give man authority. Amen. Authority in this earth realm. Amen. He gave us authority in this earth realm. And because we have on an earth suit, we have authority in this realm. Now, you got to understand, devils and demons and even God himself, their authority is limited in the earth realm. Amen. But not man, because God gave us the authority. Now I may have did this last time I preached, but why don't you see something? When them people have those Ouija boards and they be doing those seances and stuff, and they be, you know, whatever kind of chant they be doing, and that paper go, oh, it's a spirit, this spirit. That's limited authority. You ain't impressed me, devil. Can you do this? Can you fold a paper? Can you tear the paper? Can you make a paper airplane? No, you can't. I got complete authority in this earth realm. You ain't impressing me with, okay, I can do that. Amen. Come on, somebody. We have authority because we have an earth suit. Amen. God gave man authority, complete authority. He said, let man have dominion. Where? Over all the earth. Now, I know it says the fish and the sea, fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over all the cattle, but over all the earth. Nothing in this earth should not happen without I say so. Amen. We're going to take our place. Amen. Every storm, everything that happened in this earth realm, we can change it. Now, you got to understand, when we get on that prayer line at 6 and 5:15 in the morning and night, you got to understand, we changing all kind of things. Amen. In the spirit realm. When we send those prayers for the God's armies, his angels, the warring angels are going forth, taking our prayers and going about doing God's work, because we are speaking and giving God the permission to act on our behalf. Amen. See, God does nothing in this earth realm without a man speaking it first. Amen. Jesus couldn't come until they said a savior will be born. Amen. Come on. Abraham did not become a father of many nations until he began to say, my name is Abraham. First it was Abram, but he changed his name to Abraham. What does that mean? Father of many nations. Amen. Amen. It has to be spoken in the earth realm through a man, and then that gives God permission to act on our behalf. Same way with the enemy. Same way with the enemy. He's waiting to hear some words of doubt and defeat. Come on, somebody. Waiting. Just waiting. Oh, what they going to say? I'm waiting. What they going to say? Is he going to speak doubt, or is he going to speak the word? Come on. Amen. So we have an earth suit. We have a body. That gives us permission. Amen. In this earth realm to have authority. Now watch this. Watch this. Luke 5:24. Let's look at that. Luke 5:24. Now, Jesus, he did not refer to himself as the Son of God. He didn't refer to himself. He didn't walk around and say, I'm the Son of God. What did he always call himself? The Son of Man. Because he knew that in order to operate in this earth, you had to be a man. Amen. He knew that in order to operate in this earth system, you had to be a man, because being a man and having this earth suit gave you the authority to make things happen in this earth. He said in verse 24, he said, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth. I'm going to stop right there. He said, you got to know that the Son of Man has power, or that word power is translated authority, has authority up on the earth. Now I'm going to read it like this. Watch this. Man has authority up on the earth. man has authority upon the earth. Man has authority upon the earth. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Because the next time the devil starts whispering in your ear, trying to mess with your body, mess with your family, mess with your finances, you're going to say, oh, no, devil, I have authority in this earth realm. And what I say goes, amen? What am I going to say? I'm going to say what God says, amen. God said, Jesus said, I become poor so that you might be rich. That ain't Terea's words. Come on. God said it, amen. Come on, y'all. He said that by his stripes, you are healed, amen. God said that. So when sickness and pain attacks your body, when the depression attacks your mind, you can boldly confess that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. Why? Because I have authority in this earth realm. I change situations on my job, around my surroundings, in my town. I mean, I know what my prayers are doing. I target them prayers. In this nation, when we shundo bundo and we doing, man, we are changing things in the spirit realm. Because the Holy Ghost knows how to pray the perfect prayer. And he prays through us. Amen. You, a lot of y'all don't know, but you praying for that man over there in China. You praying for those people over there in India. People over in Africa. You praying them through. Amen. You praying to answer for them. Amen. Then some of y'all probably praying for me. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amen. I need it. Amen. Praise God. All right, look at Mark 5 and 7. Watch this.